Oh, sweetheart, you can't sleep. I can read to you if you want. Sometimes that helps, doesn't it? Yeah. Let's see. Oh, I know. Why don't I read you some lyrics that I really like? And then the story that they're based on. How about that? Get comfortable. Adjust your pillow. Are the blankets all right? Pull them up. Wiggle around. Find your spot. I'm here. Close your eyes. It was a cold night, and the snow lay around. I pulled my coat tight against the falling down, and the sun was all down. I am a poor man. I haven't wealth nor fame. I have my two hands and a house to my name, and the winter so. And the winter's so long. And all the stars were crashing around as I laid eyes on what I'd found. It was a white crane. It was a helpless thing. It bore a red stain with an arrow in its wing. And it called and cried. I called and cried so. And all the stars were crashing around as I laid eyes on what I'd found. My crane wife. And how I helped her, and how I dressed her wounds, and how I held her beneath the rising moon. And she stood to fly. And she stood to fly away. My crane wife arrived at my door in the moonlight, all star bright and tongue-tied. I took her in. We were married, and the bells rang sweet for our wedding, and our bedding was ready when we fell in. Sound the keening bell. To see it's painted red, soft as fontanelle, the feathers in the thread. When all I ever meant to do was keep you, my crane wife. We were poorly, our fortunes fading hourly, and how she vowed me she could bring it back. But I was greedy, I was vain. And I forced her to her weaving on a cold loom in a closed room with down woof. There's a bend in the wind and it rakes at my heart. There's blood in the thread and it rakes at my heart. It rakes at my heart. My crane wife. Under the boughs unbowed, all clothed in a snowy shroud, she had no heart so hardened, all under the boughs unbowed. Each feather it fell from skin, till threadbare she grew thin. How were my eyes so blinded? each feather, it fell from skin, and I will hang my head. I will hang my head low. A gray sky, a bitter sting, rain cloud, a crane on wing, all out beyond horizon, a gray sky, a bitter sting. I will hang my head. I will hang my head low. Once upon a time, there lived an honest young man in the countryside of Japan. One day, while he was tilling a paddy field, a crane suddenly came flapping down from the sky. It was a white crane with truly beautiful feathers. The bird was apparently wounded and did not fly away, but came reeling towards the man and weakly fell to the ground. Wondering, the man checked the crane's feathers and found an arrow stuck in the base of its wings. Poor crane, that's why you can't fly. So saying, the young man pulled the arrow out and washed the wound clean. The crane soon recovered and showed its delight by flapping its wings. Now, the man said to the bird, be careful never to be spotted by a hunter again. Thereupon, the crane circled over his head 3 times as if to express its thanks, and then disappeared high into the sky after uttering a shrill cry. The young man resumed his work, deeply contented that he had done a good thing. At nightfall, when the stars began to appear, he returned to his home. To his great surprise, however, he found a beautiful young woman whom he'd never seen before standing at the entrance. She greeted him, saying, thank you for your day's hard work. Startled, he wondered if he was entering the wrong house, but the woman said with a smile, this is your home, and I'm your bride. I don't believe it, the man shouted. I'm so poor, no woman will ever agree to marry me. Besides, I have only enough rice to feed a single person. Don't worry, the young woman replied, I have brought rice. So saying, she took rice out of a small bag and began to fix supper. The man finally consented, saying, how strange that you should force me to marry you. Well, do what you like. And thus the woman came to live with the poor young man. Oddly enough, the small bag the woman had brought always provided the amount of rice they wanted, enabling the couple to lead a happy life. Time went by, and one day the woman asked her husband to set up a workshop for weaving. He borrowed money and had a special room built. Thereupon, the woman entered the room, saying, please do not look in here for 7 days. And for exactly 7 days after that, only the sound of the loom was heard from within, day in and day out. The man felt as if he were waiting for as long as 1 or 2 years. But remembering her request, he did not peep into the workshop. The 7 days passed, and the woman came out haggard. Held in her hands was a roll of resplendently beautiful cloth, such as he had never seen before. Now, she said to him, I have woven a roll of cloth. Please take this to the town market. It will sell for 100 ryo. The next day, the man went to town, and the cloth brought a surprisingly high price, just as the wife had said. Startled and delighted, he hurried home. Upon reaching the entrance, he found his wife already closeted in the workshop, and only the sound of the loom was heard. He wondered how she could weave such a beautiful cloth without threads. Soon, he could no longer contain his ardent desire to see her, and stealthily peeped into the workshop, breaking his promise never to do so. To his great surprise, he could not find his comely wife there. Only a crane weaving cloth with white feathers plucked from its body. Promptly realizing that the man was looking in, the crane stopped weaving, staggered towards him, and said, well, my dear husband, You have seen everything. Now that you have found out what I really am, I can no longer stay here. To my great regret, I am the crane who was saved by you. To repay your kindness, I have so far served you in the shape of a woman. But from now on, please regard this half-finished cloth as myself and keep it dearly. The crane then flew up with her remaining wings and vanished into the sky, never to return to the man. Sleepy. Oh, you're asleep. Sweet dreams, sweetheart.